there's a huge difference between defending the truth and feeling a need to press your case and living out of the experience of truth and looking for good ground where seeds can be received. These are two totally different ways of living. And with something like logopraxis, you're coming at things in a very, very different way. So if you approach it from being, as was mentioned earlier, being right, rather than coming at things out of mercy and compassion. So people are where they are. If they cannot receive, it doesn't matter how loudly one yells or how well structured one's arguments are, it's not going to make any difference. But if you can connect, because what working with the word in this way does is it opens up your own interior processes, right? Your processes are no different to anybody else's, really. There's a commonality across the human race in terms of those inner states. Now, not everybody can articulate them or have the truths with which to do that. But when you're given truths that drop into your experience, then what happens there is that you are given the ability from the Lord to perceive where they can be received. And that is just a much more, what can I say, gracious way of moving through life rather than looking for people to give, full barrels to. And that's the transition or movement from a purely intellectual acknowledgement of truth to an acknowledgement from having had firsthand experience of it working in our life.